Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Premier is set to spend his second day in Rome as he continues to talk up WA to Europe. Mark McGowan, joined by Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis and a range of WA tourism operators in the Italian capital.
It's very exciting. And to be here in Rome promoting Western Australia is, I think, probably a first. But we hope and expect many tourists and students and other people want to come to Western Australia to experience everything we have to offer.
Still in Europe, the Prime Minister has arrived in Spain overnight for what he's labelled a critical NATO summit in Madrid. Leaders of Australia, New Zealand, Japan and South Korea have all been invited. Anthony Albanese says Ukraine will be top of the agenda.
We live in an uncertain world, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine has upset the norms that we regarded, that the rule of law would be maintained, that sovereign nations' borders would be respected.
Back home, an e-scooter rider who allegedly slammed into an 8-year-old girl on a path near North Coogee Dog Beach has been released without charge overnight. The girl has spent the night at PCH with facial injuries. There's reports the scooter was travelling 40 kilometres an hour. Anyone with information is being asked to call Crime Stoppers. West Australians will hit the streets in Perth today, marching in solidarity with the United States after Roe v. Wade was overturned on the weekend. It's resulted in multiple states banning abortion. Melbourne, Brisbane and Adelaide will also hold rallies this Friday, Sydney on Saturday. In sport, a sea of blue at Optus Stadium last night, with New South Wales beating Queensland 44 points to 12 in State of Origin Game 2. Coach Brad Fittler telling Nine the match was won off the back of a big week of training here in WA.
They played like they trained. They trained really hard all week. Actually tried to fit more in than we normally would, but they realised we had to do the work.
And in AFL, Geelong Cats defender Tom Stewart has been referred directly to the tribunal for that bump that concussed Richmond Tigers star Dion Prestia. Listener.